this this sugya of Darchei Bishul, at least for the time being. So the way that we're approaching the sugya of Darchei Bishul, the Gemara says, again, we begin with our sugya and Daf Kuf Dalet Amid Beis, our sugya that says that only Darchei Bishul are Rosh Min HaTorah, and that's limited to Kli Rishayim. Kli Sheni is going to be considered Tzenei V'Tzenei. We then found the source of Darchei Bishul both in Daf Kuf Zayin and Masechta Sanhedrin Dalet Amid Beis. And now we're trying to understand how to be Magdir Darchei Bishul and Bosa B'Cholov. So the first question is Darchei Bishul and Bosa B'Cholov like Bishul B'Cholov Terakula, or are the unique dinim to Bishul and Bosa B'Cholov? So the first shear on that Nakuda was, let's look at Bishul B'Cholov Terakula, let's use Shabbos as the example. Could be Korban Pesach is also an example. So then the first thing we pointed out is that based on our sugya alone, narrowly looking at Kuvdal Medbeis, so we should say that Bishul Bosa B'Chol is like Bishul B'Chol Terakula, because where else do we get the idea of a cliche name of Ashel? That comes from Shabbos. The Ritva expanded our abilities to look at Bishul. There's Bishul Bosa B'Chol, there's Bishul Shabbos, and there's Bishul, which is Machnes Tam Iser, all right, and that's that. And what we're focusing in on is being Magdir the Bishul of Bosa B'Cholov. Good. And then Leravcha de Milsa, we pointed out that this is a suffix in the Minchas Chinuch. So now there are, and we pointed out that at first glance the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch is whether Bishul Bos V'Cholov will be like Bishul B'Shabbos, that it's called Tzerchi Bishul, or whether Bishul Bos V'Cholov is going to be a din of Maisa Bishul. That was the suffix of the Minchas Chinuch. And that issue of Shabbos, that Tzerchi Bishul, so what we're really asking is whether Bos V'Cholov is like Bishul B'Shabbos, is it like Bishul B'Chol HaTorah Kula, that Tzorchei Bishul are also part of the Maisa Bishul, or is there something unique about Bos B'Cholov? Now we're going to shift to three other points of comparison to try to be Magdir Bishul Bos B'Cholov. One was, we discussed yesterday. Yesterday we discussed the Shir Bishul. Is the Shir Bishul going to be Machl Ben Drusoi? Bishul B'Chol HaTorah Kula? What is B'Chol HaTorah Kula? L'chore, that means Shabbos, maybe Korban Pesach. The Ritva is already taking us away from Bishul, it's Machnes Yisurim. So that was our first question, is Bishul, when it comes to Shir Bishul. And then today we're going to look at, you already saw, different forms of Bishul. I'm not sure what the official term, Oifanei Bishul. For example, Tigun and Tzli and Mu'ushan, Chami Tiberia. As we already said, that Bishul is al yidei ha'or. So Kovosh and is not going to be Bishul for our purposes. Kovosh is going to be Bishul for Achnosas Tam, Fisa Nevela. But so that we already pointed out. And that you already saw the end of the Machaber writes, at the end of Pezayin, that Kovosh is not going to be an Issa Deiraisa when it comes to Bos B'Chol. However, there are different forms of cooking on Yidei Ha'or. And that's Tigun and Tzli, frying and roasting and Mu'ushan, smoking, Chamei Tiberia. Right. Then the next point of comparison is when it comes to Bishul Achar Bishul. When it comes to going, let's say, from Machal Ben Resori to Mu'ushul Kol Tzorchei. When it comes to something which is liquid on Shabbos, and let's say it cools down. So the impact of the Bishul is no longer there. So what would the din be if I take Bosa B'Cholov, that's already Mavushal Kemachal Ben Drusoi, and I cook it more? All right? Again, so what are we accomplishing? We're trying to figure out when the Torah says Darchei Bishul, When our sugya says that bishul agave bos v'cholov sounds like bishul v'cholov terakula, v'haraya that kli shein einim avashel. So how do we understand that point, that nakuda? Is our sugya, do we finish our sugya by saying bishul bos v'cholov is kibishul v'cholov terakula? If that's the case, then we would be machriya like the Minchas Chinuch, the Kol Tzeicher Bishul should be also v'osecholah, Isa de Raisa. Then we would have to conclude that Tigun and Tzli and Ma'us and Chamei Tiberia are all also v'osecholah. Then we'd have to conclude that Bishul Acher Bishul in certain circumstances also v'osecholah. Right? But you know already there are machlokes in about this. So lachara, all these machlokes are about how to be magdir the bishul that we began to analyze through our sugya that distinguishes between kli bishul and kli sheni. So yesterday we focused on the Rashi, or let's say on the Meiri. And on the alleged Rashi, and we know it's a machlokes Meiri and Ritva, whether the sheer bishul is yatzei ledes kol haterakula, or is the sheer bishul mevushul kol tzarchai. We explain that machlokes should be whether the bishul of bos v'cholov again is kibishul kol haterakula, is a ma'isa bishul. That's what the Torah Aser. Or to the Torah Aser, a special bishul in the context of, we call it a chetzah shel bos v'cholov. That's just a lumdish way of saying this is a unique form of the Easter. So now we're going to look at the Tigun and at Tzli and Me'ushan Chamitzveria. So L'chaira, that takes us back to, again, the Mesechta Sanhedrin. The Gemara that our Rashi quoted in Kuv Dalamid Beis, the Gemara that we discussed already, Yesh Eim La Mikra, Yesh Eim La Mseiris. And Sanhedrin Dalamid Beis, the Gemara says, how do we know that Yesh Eim La Mikra? Because Omar Karolo Sevashu Gadi, Bachalei, maybe is it Bachalei, is it Chalev? Or it's cholav. So Gemara says that's not a rai. Why? Because it says leisavashel derech bishul osra teira. So interestingly, Rashi says derech bishul osra teira, ein bishul aval cholav. That helps out over here. Solul kamayim vika bishul chol is a liquid and this bishul aval chaylev ein bishul elotigon. This is an important nakuda that we have to the koyt haiklola v'yodcha. This is true for Shabbos and it'll be true for bosa b'cholov. And this is we know it intuitively, but often don't articulate it. But bishul means that the heat is impacting on the food via the water. The water gets boiled up. The heat heats up the water boils up, and that's what, it's the heat of the water that prepares the food and makes the food ready to eat. Right? And therefore, because it's the water that makes the heat ready to eat, so therefore, the water is innervating the entire piece of meat. Mashena came when it comes to tzli, the heat impacts the food directly. There's no medium. And that's why when it comes to tzli, the thing that you are roasting becomes drier and harder. Tigun is deep frying, right? So tigun is very much like bishul, where you're bringing the heat comes to the object via a medium of oil, but the oil functions much differently than the water. Right? The oil primarily impacts the outside of the object and makes it harder and crustier, and minimally impacts the inside. That's why it's different than Bishul. Something it might be Bishul and Tzli. That's why Achronim often discuss whether the halachas of Tigun teach us, are they similar to Tzli or are they distinct from Tzli? To Machlokes Achronim, Losim Ucholov. We're assuming right now Tigun and Tzli goes with Masach, as you'll see why in a moment. But there are Achronim who are Machalek with Tigun and Tzli. In any event, Ein Bishul Elo Tigun. Rashi takes a tiny step up. He doesn't say Bishul but Tzli, because he says if you have Chalev, that's not called Bishul. Chalev begins as a solid, maybe it becomes a liquid afterward, whatever it's going to be, it's not going to be Bishul, it's going to be Tigun. Good. Good. That's what Rashi says. Now, exactly what does Rashi mean? Does Rashi mean that you should understand that Bishul by Bosu B'cholav is mamish only boiling? That we have said Achonas Ha'ichlan Al Yedeo or has been much too broad. Mamish Bishul Al Yedei Mayim Al Yedei Cholav. And if I would take cheese and meat, then I would not be over the Isa de Raisa. Is that what Rashi's pointing out? Or is Rashi saying, no, Rashi's just saying the Torah did not have to tell you that the this is not a raya for Yesh Eim Lam Mikri, Yesh Eim Lam Soras. Because once the Torah used the word Bishol, we know it's Cholav. Alright? We know it's milk. The Torah did not mean to say that Bishol is the halachic parameter Lafuke, to the exclusion of all other forms of cooking. No. The Torah had to tell you, had to teach you what the word Ches Lamed Beis was. So you know Ches Lamed Beis, you know it's going to be Tzalul, it has to be a liquid, because you use the word Bishul. So L'chaira, so once again, interestingly, we have a possible ambiguity in Rashi. What am I doing here? Okay. And the Meiri, once again, is very clear. Can you see the Meiri over here? The Meiri there? Okay, I came prepared. It's the Chiddush of Meiri in Sanhedrin.
Rebbe, there's a tab with the baseball here over on the left.
Oh, on the left?
On the top. Tabs?
Yeah, whoa, whoa, whoa. No, but that's the base of Mechira Psacha. Let's try this. Forshe Rishonim. Base of Mechira. Sanhedrin. We're only Yom Adela. I don't know if it's going to happen. Yeah. Vishal's half of technology is not that smart. Vishal Basar Bacholov. Loi Nesa Min Atayra Elech Derech Vishal. Liquid, viscous. Kein mayim. Avolim tzolos avosar. Vayim mefatmoy b'chelev. Ein ze. I think it's vayim mefatmoy b'cholov. Ein ze osar bishul min haTorah. No. Vayim mefatmoy b'chelev. V'chein. Im bishlei b'chelev. Shinis chabetz. Right? In Bishla b'cholav shenis chabez, I think. V'chein im tignei be'ilfas im cholav ma'at. Ke'ein she'oisim b'shemen. So in all these cases, it would not be an Iser de Eraisa. Right? Miri. If he roasted the meat, while it was roasting, he was basting it with milk. If he took it with milk, that has curdled, became. Or he roasted, or he deep fried it with a little bit of milk. Right? So then, that would be, now hold on, that would not be osir min ha-Torah. V'yeshchol kim b'tigun b'ilfas. And there are those who disagree and say that tigun b'ilfas, hold on, would be osir min ha-Torah.
Isn't there a machlokas about mechalav?
So the Meiri is clear. Hold on, Meiri is clear. Mayor,
how does Tampa? Do we see before?
Hold
that?
On. Let's learn the Meiri. The Meiri says. So the Meiri is saying that it's that the din of Bishul Bosva Cholav Ben Torah is only Bishul, but Tigun, deep frying, Tzli certainly is not Osir Ben Torah. He said there are Bonan. Like Goran Vitsoine Vitsoine, but it's not also the Raisa Nafkamina for Hanoah. Right? So that's clear in the Meiri. So once again, if we're not clear in the Rashi, it's clear in the Meiri. And Lechora, these are the two opinions of Tosfos. When Tosfos says, Derech Bishul Osra Torah, what's Pshat? What we call pot roasting, right? Pot roast, roasting. What's the pan? That tzli keder means that you are putting a piece of meat in a keli, but you are cooking it via direct heat, like pot roast, right? Why is it called pot roast? Because roasting tzli is over an open fire. Bishul's done in a kli. Right? The Gemara said, what about tzli keder? Tzli keder, what is it? Is tzli keder a tzli? Because the heat is coming direct. Or is it bishul? Because they're using a kli. And you're probably gathering some of the juices coming out. Real tzli, real roasting, all the juices come down. So the Gemara says, tzli keder is always going to be something that we have to evaluate in light of whether it's tzli or bishul. So the Tosfos says, u'b'chol v'ene bishul. You'll tell me that when it comes to Korban Pesach, you're allowed to do Tzli Keder. So that means that, no, sorry, forget. You're not allowed to do Tzli Keder because you're not allowed to have a Korban Pesach Mevushal. Nowadays we ask the Tzli Keder B'Leil Pesach. Right, even though Tzli Keder al Pigun is Bishul, we got to be Korban Pesach. So Tosfos says, so apparently Tzli Keder is called Bishul. So that means that what I'm saying is incorrect. Bishul is not limited to cooking al Yedei Mayim. So Tosfos says no. Shani Yosim Nechsev al Boshel Mavushol Mikol Mokim. There the Torah had a special Riboy, double Loshein, not just Boshel but Boshel Mavushol. Any way in which it gets prepared for food, and it's not done al yidei the open fire. So there the Torah was marchiv the lashon of Bishul. However, the nekuda that we're focusing in over here, that Tosfos says that u'becholav einay Bishul elotigun kineperish rakuntris. So leisavashuk adibachalev imay means boiling is awesome. Frying, even deep frying, would not be an isad deraisa. It would be an isad rabbanon. V'yesh meforshim derech bishul osra Torah debolei bishul shari. It doesn't mean that derech bishul osra Torah, the way we're learning pshat, derech bishul osra Torah means something that became osir via bishul, as opposed to chaylev that was osir before bishul. In other words, where do you put the emphasis? Derech bishul osra Torah or derech bishul osra Torah? If it's derech bishul osra Torah, that means only bishul, not tiga, not tzli, nothing, just boiling with milk, liquid milk. Or is it pshat, derech bishul, osur taira. There has to be something that became osur via the bishul, is not the emphasis. The fact that it was mutter before bishul is the emphasis. So Tosfos seems to say that if derech bishul, the second day is not emphasizing vayidei bishul osur lafuke chaylev, not lafuke tigun mitzli. L'chayre, the 2 days, we know there's a machleik as we show it. We know there's a me'iri versus, we know there's a me'iri that says it's davke tigun. We know, l'chayre, the best indication that there's a machleik as we show him, first of all, is that the Yerushalmi had the void li'ifshita. The Gavi Bosov, the Gavi Shabbos, and Meushin, Chamit Veria. Right, but Lechayra, the Pri Chodosh has a long development that Bishul is lav davka Bishul al Yedei Mayim in Chumash. So we know there's a Machleikus. Certainly, Machleikus Achrayim is a question. Machleikus Veshenum Lechayra. This is the 2 days of Tosfos. Is, and we'll see it clearly in the Be'er Agra. Be'er Agra points this out. How are we doing with the font? Yossi, how are we doing? We're good? A little bit bigger? We have something up here on the screen? How are we doing now? We're good? Josh? Yossi? Memphis, okay. Amitai, we're good. Okay, good. So the not Memphis, Houston. Sorry. The Vilna Gaon, the first Gaon and Simon Peizayim. Shulchan Aruch said, "Kosev b'Torah l'sevash gadi b'chalei v'imo." Says the Vilna Gaon. Right, v'hotzi achila b'loshin bishul loymash and osim in a tera ella derech bishul. Yeravon mochol inyan says the Vilna Gaon. Look at kuf ches amud aleph that we learned already. Look at the Rashi there, and then look at kuf damid beis that we did already. Kuf ches amud aleph is derech bishul satara. Kuf damid beis is our sugya maskif. V'kol she'al yedeyo ur hu derech bishul. Anything which is al yedeyo ur. K'may she'kosov gezer shemiyal bilfus reseyach im nekli rishon. V'loy koi think rak la'afuke kovosh. And derech bishul, what's derech bishul la'afuke? What's the Vilna Gaon's point? What's the Nakuda of Vilna Gaon over here? What's my raya that it's kol al yedeya or anything al yedeya fire? Not just Kli Rishon, but anything al yedeya. What's my raya? Because when the Gemara discusses the Chiddush of Basar Becholo and Psachem Daf Mem Dalet Amid Beis and Perek Vav the Nazir, what's referring to Perek Vav the Nazir? Who? What's the Gemara's reference? Perek Vav the Nazir. I'm thinking Perek Vav the Dorim. No, it's the same Gemara, right? It's the Gemara that says, "What's the chiddush of Bosan Cholov? That you can have Bosan Cholov Kovosh the entire day, right?" So it tells the Vilna Gaon, if what the Vilna Gaon is pointing out, Luyat Suyer, that we were holding like Rashi, that Tigun and Sli are not part of Bishul. So shouldn't the Gemara say, you know what the Chiddush of Bos V'Cholov is? That even if you're Mesakan Yedeo Or, Tzli V'Tigon, it's not Bos V'Cholov Ne'eraisa. Why did the Gemara say Kovosh? I know why the Gemara said Kovosh, because that is, it means it's not Achnosas Tarevis. It's Achnosas Tarevis Ayidei Bishu. But L'Chorah the Gemara says, if the Meiri was correct, and it was not, and we're coming to exclude Kigun, and if the Rashi was La Locha, so shouldn't the Gemara have said, Chidusha, the Gospel of Cholam, that you can have something, forget about Kobush, you can have Tigun. She wanted to bring a riot, there's a Chetashal Bosom of Cholam, Ayyadei Bishon. So says the Vilna Goyen, shouldn't you have said, no, shouldn't you have said Tigun and Sleep? Vais Tachais, that what? That he holds, not like the Meiri. Right, and then the Vilna Goyen says later on, when the Rama says, when the Mechaber says, Hamu'ushan v'amuvushal v'chame teveria ein loikin alav. Right? Different forms of hachona al yedei ur. Mu'ushan. Get smoke. Mu'ushal chame teveria. So we know the history of this line in the Mechaber. Right? Where does it start from? No? No. No, 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 no. What's that? No, no, no. Wait, what is the Mechaber basing himself on? Was that? No, I don't think so. No, Yerushalmi. The Yerushalmi in the Dorim. The Yerushalmi Boilu. What's the din if you're Me'ashen and Me'vashel B'chamei Tveria? What's the din of being Me'ashen, Bos B'cholav, and Chamei Tveria, Bos B'cholav? The Yerushalmi leaves it with Tzorachiyun. Rambam says in Shabbos that what? Me'vashel B'chamei Tveria is? No? And he said, they raisa. Samish Mish. Rambam says in Bos B'cholav, Hamavush, Hamavush, Hamavushal, Ein Loikin Olav. The Rambam is a little bit of a Peladik Rambam, because the Yerushalmi says Tzarechin in both cases. And the Rambam says, when it comes to Shabbos, we're going to paskin Mavush, Mechamit Tiberis, and he says, Eiraisa. And when it comes to Bos V'cholav, we're going to say Ein Loikin Olav. We're not going to say Oser, Potter, Mutter. Look at the Vilna Goyin. Amu'ushan Yerushalmi Nedarim Pegvav Nedarim Rabbonan De Kesorin Shalom. They asked the question. Mu'ushan Mao Sheiba Mishum Tavshile Shabbos Mao Shei Mishum Vosem B'cholav Avol Beperek Zayim De Shabbos Shom Hatzoyle is Yerushalmi also Hatzoyle Vametagein Hashoylik Vametagein Kulam Yishum Mevashel. V'im Kain, who would din the Inyan Basa B'cholav. He's quoting the Pre-Chodosh. But L'chara, the Ramah, the Megra is saying, this is what the Ramah was saying. We see the Pre-Chodosh is Marchiv. It's Marchiv Ayuria. But the Beragra is saying, this is Pshat Nesugya. What's the Beragra saying? In Nedarim, the Yerushalmi left him at Sarachiyun. But in Shabbos, the Yerushalmi did not leave a Bitzarachiyah. Farkar, Kulum Yishum Mevashel. L'chara, they're all part of the Yom Malachim Mevashel. We told them. So first of all, with this blitz, the Vilna Goyin was Miyashiv Arkashis. First of all, what the Vilna Goyin is pointing out, so appreciate the Vilna Goyin. Not easy to. You can only begin to get the service of Vilna Goyin if you're in the whole sugya. Otherwise, totally out of grasp. The Vilna Goyin saying, "Ever kasha." The Rambam in Bos V'cholav says Mu'ushan and Chamei Tveria is ain't like and like. The Rambam says that Mu'ushan on Shabbos is, that the Chamei Tveria on Shabbos is the Nisa Deiraisa. Right? L'chayra it's a Chiyav Malkus. L'chayra Chiyav Misa. The Rambam says it. So L'chayra, with the Vilna Goyin, if you look at the Rambam, in Ein Loikin Olav, you could say like the Magid Mishnah says. A Sofik in the Yerushalmi. So what do you do with a Sofik? No, somebody they rise the chomra. Say, ain't like an alum. Don't do it, be like a malchus. That's what it sounds like. That's the Magid Mishnah's pshat. Elamai, we don't understand the Magid Mishnah. Because the Rambam in Hilchas Shabbos says, pulls out Chaim Yitir and says, Oser. Comes to Vilna Gaon and says, there were two Yerushalmis. So the Yerushalmi in the Darvim left Mitzarachiyun. But the Yerushalmi in Shabbos did not leave Mitzarachiyun. The Yerushalmi, so therefore the Machleik is the Yerushalmis. So the Rambam Paskins, there's a Gros Chiddush. That the Yerushalmi, the Rambam passed the Yerushalmi in Shabbos. L'chayre the Vilna Gaon saying Ein Leikin Olam is Tzarechi, and it means it is an Issa Deiraisa. Doesn't have to figure out exactly why Ein Leikin Olam. But the important Nakuda for our sugya right now is that the Vilna Gaon said Im Kain Hu Adin Le'inyan Baser B'cholav. The Vilna Gaon holds like the Pichadosh. So even if we're a little bit behind in figuring out, identifying which Rishon says the Pashtus, that the Bishul includes all forms of cooking Alidei Or, the Gra says that's the Pashtus of the Machaber and the Ramah. So again, coming back, question, is the Bishul of Basar B'cholav, Bishul B'cholav Tera Kula? I called it the Sofik of the Minchas Chinuch. It's not quite. Minchas Chinuch is focusing on one Nakuda, Dachi Bishul. But now we're focusing on forms of Bishul. Is it Mamish Bishul, boiling, or is it all forms of Achon Ne'or? We know when it comes to Shabbos, that Bishul, we have an oven tolda. We know for sure. There's Ein Sofik by Shabbos. In fact, the Mishnah doesn't even use the word Bishul. The Mishnah uses the word Afiyah. Afiyah is Tzliya, afia is heat coming directly. But if you're mevashel a dough, what do you get? A bagel or a donut, right? Mamsha sofik whether it's pas, but so pas is always like they afia. So it's those sofik that when it comes to Shabbos bishul doesn't mean bishul, but bishul means all forms of bishul tzliya and tigur. So we said, but Lachar sees a machlekes, and the Iri says not so. The Iri says clear. Davka bishul neiman Rashi, the alleged Rashi. Once again, the same tzur as yesterday. Lachar 2 days in Taisus. I'm not convincing you. Vilna Gaon said this is pshat machaber Ramah. 2 days in Yerushalmi. Whether Isur de Raisa Bishul Bosa Bacholav is Bishul alone, Kederach Bishul Asvatira, or whether it's Bishul Gachol Atera Kula. And the Vilna Gaon says, Machaber Ma Paskins, it's Bishul Gachol Atera Kula. He says that's the Rambam Sheet as well. The Vilna Gaon would say, look, he would say, Machleik is Miri Rambam Lacher. Miri Shulchan Aruch Ramah. What's ha'oilem yikol zeh? Right, again, if you want to see more, so look at the Pir Chodosh, the Marchim Lech of the different rayas. But you'll see this in many of the Sfarim. You'll see there's a Prima Godim on this, both in Hagdom and I think in Dalit, in the Shach, Sipsei Das, Dalit. But the Gro is clear, Bolei. So ha'yotzim yikol zeh is Bishol. Is Bishul Bosu B'cholav Bishul B'cholav Tera Kula? So the Gemara would say yes. Right? The Lechai would say yes. The Gemara would say yes. And Lechai and the Meiri would say no. Lechai Rashi would say no. So the same Rashi, the same Meiri that said yesterday that Bishul Bosu B'cholav is even is the sheer Bishul is different than Kola Tera Kula. That the Shir Bishul is Mavushul called Tzarechai, and Kol HaTera Kula is going to be Yatzir Lenez Boy, the same Eiri, the same alleged Rashi. They all said, L'chor they're saying, we said yesterday, that Bosu B'cholav is a Chetzishul Bosu B'cholav. The Din Dei Rice is Taroives Bosu B'cholav Al Yidei Bishul B'mayim. And the Vilna Gaon says, L'chora, if that pshat was correct, then all the way in Pesachim Mem Dalin, in Chulin Kuches, with the Gemara, the Dorim, Nozi, Periklov, when the Gemara says, what's the Chiddush of Bosa B'cholov, the Gemara shouldn't have said, Kovash. Gemara should have said, even Al Yidei Ur in certain ways. So that's why the Vilna Gaon says, no, must be, that Derech Bishul Satara means all forms of Bishul Al Yidei Ur, very, very similar, very close to Shabbos. Right? So again, what we said yesterday. Now we've said the following. We said that yesterday, the Iser of Bishul Bos B'cholov is a Maise Bishul Ba'alma, therefore it is Yatsi Lenesvoy, and today we're saying therefore it's all forms of Bishul De'or. Rashi, Meiri would say that it's not Bishul B'chol Terakula, special Chetz of Bishul on Bos B'cholov. Right. Even in the mainstream approach, the Vilna Gaon and the Rambam and the Mechaber and the Ramah, they were going to paskin. So now we are still raising the Minchas Inyan Sofek. Hey, yois, it's true, it's Bishul B'chol Terech Kula. But does that mean that when he says, when the Vilna Gaon says we're comparing Bishul Shabbos and Boser B'cholov, V'haraya Ar Sugya of Kli Bishul Klisheni, so does that mean that we're going to include Kol Tzarchei Bishul as well? Or is Shabbos Hachonas Ochlan Eda Ur and Bosa B'cholav is Tairoives Bosa B'cholav Eda Ur? So everything is very, very good indeed. And then there's the next sugya. Bishul Acher Bishul. Machleik is Rashi Vina Gershom. Let's talk at the din of Bishul Acher Bishul, just to leave you with a. I wanted to finish up. So the same Ramah in Siv Vav you'll see some Achlegas Rashi Ben Gershom and Daf. What did I say? Daf Kuf Chesem and Beis. Whether Bishul Acher Bishul, what does that mean? Something is Mavushal till Yad Se Led is Boy. And then a Mavashal Bos B'chol of more. A meat and milk, Mavushal Yad Se Led is Boy, and now I want to be Mavashal it more. So in Shabbos, certainly according to Rambam, there was an Yitzhak Bishul. What about Bosa B'cholov? So Ben Yeshua says no. Yeshua Imrim. The Osir Lachtes Ha'esh Tachas Kedere Shal Ovde Galila. The Vishayim Vashlam Ben Pa'amim Chola Pa'amim Basar. Vamachata Tachas Kedere Shal Ovde Galila Vishal Basar V'cholav. Amordechai. I have a pot of a non-Jew. I have a pot of a non-Jew. I'm at work or something, whatever. And the non-Jew asked me, "You know, I have to step out. Can you stir my lunch for me?" If it's possible, I'm sorry, I can't stir it. If I stir it and it's already somewhat cooked, then Iser Deraisa Bishul, and Iser Deravonon. So the Mechaber, the Ramah says, let's say it's not Mamash Bosa B'cholov. It's just a regular food. But the pot has cholov and boser inside of it. So now there's blias of Bosa B'cholov inside the pot. So the... So the Ramah says, Oser. Shach says, quotes this the Mordechai. But I wanted to see the Gilyan Marsha. They have the Gilyan Marsha. Not with the place. If I don't have it. So I'll just sit in. So one line in the Gilyan Marsha on this Rima, and leave you with this. Again, they're just using the Gilyan Marsha as a shortcut to make a point on this Rima. Yesh raya l'chayra mikan de bosa v'cholav shekvarnis vashal yachad osa l'vashal yishenis. Okay, so I just want to, just pointing this out. So that machlekes, whether there's bishal achar bishal in bos v'cholav, is that part of the achar bishal? We first discussed, is bishal bos v'cholav, does it have the same shir bishal as Shabbos? Same shir as bishal v'cholav terakula. Next, the same oifaneya bishul kol terakula. So again, mainstream is very rishayin will say yes, it's the same kind of shir bishul machul ben drusoy. Mainstream will say the same oifaneya bishul tigun sli. They're all included. Not a special boss chesed shabbos mecholov. Same bishul, right? So figure the min chaschinoch tzorche bishul. L'chara we would probably manias daiti the. Not sure. Then now we're raising the question one more nekuda. Bishul achar bishul is bos v'cholov like Shabbos and bishul achar bishul? Assuming there is bishul achar bishul and Shabbos, because there are forms of bishul achar bishul. There is a nekuda bishul achar. Very Vishonim say we paskin that there's bishul achar tzli and Shabbos, bishul achar afi and Shabbos, right? Raman passes Bishul after Yasser let his boy in Shabbos. All day he writes the Gedina. So there's an element of we paskin that there's Bishul on liquid in Shabbos. Machleik is whether they write the Rabbanon. We probably pass the Rabbanon on liquid. But there are Rishonim who passing there's a Bishul they write a lot of emits on something with solely Togun, maybe not Tigun, but Soli for sure, Afiyah for sure. What about Bishul Achav Bishul and Bosom Chol? Do we say, Maisa Bishul Kachola Terakul, end of story? Maisa Bishul, like, so Shabbos may be different because of Terakhi Bishul. But otherwise, Kol Terakul, do we say, no? That Bosom Chol, Rabbeinu Gershom says no. L'chaira, the Ramah holds. It's kachola terakula, and there is bishul achar bishul. Good, it's a gvaldik. So we have a mahalach in halacha. Is Rabbeinu Gershom part of the Meiri, the legend Rashi group between the other machlokes? Okay, so that you can think about. Look up the. Please look up the Rabbeinu Gershom. And now you see, I think all the mekaris. There's a lot more to discuss. We're not going to go into that. A lot more to discuss is Achlekes Achreinim, whether if you hold, what happens if the meat is mevushal but not the cholov? What's it then? Okay, we'll get to that. Good. So tomorrow, Mitzvah Hashem, we'll just finish up this Nakuda, then go right there into the Sugya, next Sugya, Big Mala Al Shulchan.
Email. Is that a noise? Oh, you know how to do it?